lady, she really drive me crazy. Robin sessions really helped me learn my lesson fast. I'd be distracted by her body when she would pass. Oh, when my life was like the sand of the hourglass, she'd tell me it's okay. You've got me dreaming, make me weak in my knees, and you knock me off of my feet. Girl, crazy for your love.
Lord have mercy.
You've got me. At the moment with my math, probably the closest girl that I ever had. A perfect lady, she really drive me crazy. Robin sessions really helped me learn my lesson fast. I'd be distracted by her body when she would pass. Oh, when my life was like the sand of the hourglass, she'd tell me it's okay. You've got me dreaming, make me weak in my knees, and you knock me off of my feet. Girl, crazy for your love. You've got me dreaming, my knees, and you knock me off of my feet. Girl, I'm crazy for your love. It ain't no use, girl, I just can't get you out my mind. Education made me think about you all the time. I see my future in your eyes, though love is blind. A perfect lady, you really drive me crazy. No matter what the cost, I know I'm gonna make you mine. In my mind, I've kissed your lips about 1,000 times. So if you feel what I'm feeling, baby, show me a sign. Just tell me it's okay. You've got me dreaming. You make me weak in my knees, and you knock me off of my feet. Girl, I'm crazy for your love.
I've made a lot of heartaches. I find a lot of closed doors. When all the others have turned away, you love me more. You love me more.
Girl, I'm not easy to understand, but you are.
Yes, Montreal, good morning once again. 2:06 in the morning. Remember, destination is 4 o'clock. You know, so we're just up on an easy vibe this morning. Keeping the lovers together, reminiscing on the good old days, where love used to be. And what it still is today. So big up all the lovers between the sheets this morning. They don't know the vibes. Big up the Lost family. Big up all the reggae artists in the city of Montreal. Big up on herself. Now we're kind of tired, but we're there seeing we are cruise. Now we have a job to do and we got to do it. So the thing said, you see me? Right about now, we're gonna go to the phone line from the other day. We're supposed to do a little recap of all the festival that's happening right here in the city. Let the massive know that, you know, we're active. We're in the street, the team is up and running. So we're just gonna go to the phone line and see what's happening and let Miss Jacobs tell you what's taking place in the city along with the vibe and the energy. Miss Jacobs, good morning. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Greetings, 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 Montreal. Greetings, Montreal. Greetings.
Greetings, 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 Miss Jacobs. How you doing, Miss Jacob? How you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh. I got festivaled in Montreal. I saw all of the festivals that I need to see to know that music is here in Montreal. There's so much artists that is here in Montreal. Oh, okay, sorry. I'm so overwhelmed with music right now.
All right, well, we don't want you to get too overwhelmed, you know what I mean? Listen now, I just want to ask you a one or two questions this morning. See, from the other day, we never get to let the people know, you know what I mean, what's happening and the vibe. So the other day, I know that you tiptoe over there at Parc Jean-Drapeau. There was a few festival that was going on. We're going to start off with, I know Burnaby. I think we did spoke about Burnaby. Burna Boy, actually.
Burna,
you know, from
Boy.
The other day, calling the man
let's
at
not,
about Burnaby.
Let's not destroy his name right now. His name is Burna Boy.
And Burnaby, no, man. Burnaby
no,
for
no,
the calling
no,
the man.
No, calling the man. Why you do that? Why? Why for that? Why for the bee? Why for the bee? But it's okay. Big of yourself, Calendar Man. Big of yourself to the team. Oh, big up CKUT. Big up everybody that's listening right now. I want to let everybody know that Miss Jacobs has been tiptoeing to Parc Jean-Drapeau, you know, because there's some media stuff that has to be going on over there when it comes to the festival. So we went to go, CKUT went over to Oceaga and Ilsonic, and lasso fest. Ooh.
So what was the energy like over there, Miss Jacob? What was the energy like?
Are you kidding me?
We want to know.
I was on vacation. Music and festival vacation. The only thing that was missing is the beach, but the water was, it's high. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Part on top of.
So
I was on vacation.
We get to understand that Shensia was here. Sean Paul was here. You know, just to name a few out of horror genre, which is a dancehall slash reggae.
Future was here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Future was
you know,
here. Mm-hmm. And met the people them take off them t-shirt.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's there. Just go on Oshiaga's page and you will see everything on YouTube, on all the social media pages. Yeah. Yeah, the people that might take off them shirt and yeah, mm-hmm. it was a good vibe. I just want to say that just to let everybody know, okay, that's in Montreal. We don't really have to go anywhere to enjoy ourselves. There are music and artists is forwarding over here in Montreal, and we just have to support all of the festivals like Oshiaga, Il Sonic, also Lasso, which is a country music festival that happened just recently. It was a great, great vibe. Okay, I was just there just this weekend for Lasso Fest, the first one in Montreal.
This was the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Well, that's the reason why CKUT has got media there.
So the this festival, Lasso, is more like a country songs?
Country. It was a country vibe. I find that the country music is actually, you know, they actually fuse the music with even hip-hop, a little bit of even, let's say, a little bit of the dancehall beat also too, but they're fusing. Country music is just fusing with music. It's just music. It's music at the end of the day.
So what was the attendance like? Since it was the first one.
Based on the first one and the set. Okay, based on Oshiaga, Il Sonic, and Lasso Fest, I would say that the turnout was, I would say, yeah, it was equal. Yeah, because I got a good scope of who was there, you know, and yeah.
Okay, so the weather was good for this weekend too, so, you know.
The weather was amazing, and we want to thank, meet the meteorologists and everything, and give thanks for the weather, for being good for these festivals. Oshiaga, Il Sonic, and Lasso Fest. It was amazing. The turnout was great. What I like was, you know, to see like all the families. There were, different spaces for families. And also to the children, you know, the parents made sure that the children had headphones. Yes, okay. For the children, you know, so that, you know, they don't, you know, their ears in regards to the sound and stuff. There was a lot of water around in regards to spaces for you to get water. The security was amazing. Big up the security. Big up everybody there. I want to say Il Sonic and Oshiaga and Lasso Fest. Big up your team. Big up the security. Big up everyone that was there. Big up your team. Big up, you know, just big up everybody that's supporting. And, you know, I like the staff. I like the organization of the festival. It's great to know that we've got festivals that we can support over here. And we need to let also let the Antilles countries and continents know that, you know, we could be a part of these festivals.
Okay.
You know,
what I want to ask you also, Ms. Jacobs, you know, I know that the festival here, you know, I mean, people there's a lot of festival that goes on in Canada, you know, in a whole. I mean, I don't know if you get a chance to take a quick peek at, you know, the Kingston Fest. You know, Popcorn was over there, mm-hmm. along with Shensia. And, you know, there was a little bit of, what would I say?
Scuffle.
Scuffle, mm-hmm. yeah, you know what I mean? Where, you know what I mean? Like, even the patrons, they were unhappy. And, you know, the artists, Popcorn, speak out. But when I look at the crowd, yeah, the amount of people that was at this festival, I'm like, wow, Canada is getting there. It's getting there on the map. I was really, really shocked based on the amount of... I think this was one of the biggest festivals I ever seen in Canada. But now I'm gonna lie
to you. For sure.
The amount of people. I'm not talking about...
In mass.
Yeah, but, you know, it was really, sure. really... You know, for our culture, I think it was one of the biggest I saw.
For sure. And the thing is, I would say to the promoters, maybe get the government involved to get more, like, proper structures.
At
Oceaga, mm-hmm. at Ilsonic, at Lasso Fest, okay? The structures and the security was on point.
Well, you know, Miss Jacob, there's a lot of politics that goes on sometimes in getting these venues with the proper infrastructure. Mm-hmm. See, I was reading an article where the promoter for the Kingston Fest, they said that they tried to get the proper venue, mm-hmm. and they got turned down. You know, they try another one, and it was like it's not available and stuff like that. But there was a lot of political, you know, barriers, you know what I mean? So they end up have to create them own. So this is the problem that we have. I think we as promoters, you know, trying to put things to another level, we think we deserve to get the chance if we work with these big venues that already have the infrastructure. So certain things won't reach and reach the patrons and people won't get disappointed because, you know what I mean? Just like over Park John Japo, them have the facility, them have the everything structure, so you just have to just bring your A game and go over there.
For sure, and it's not everything that is perfect, even at Parc Jean Drapeau. When I was at Oceaga on the Saturday, there was a person that, I guess maybe she got dehydrated, but one of the things is that the security, they got to her really, really fast. Really, really fast. Everybody was there to make sure that, you know, she got helped and security got there, and also to emergency was there. They were there on, you know, at the scene. Okay, so I just want to say that, you know, for any promoters, don't get discouraged, especially when it comes to bringing international dancehall and reggae artists here in Canada and in Montreal. Don't get discouraged. Do not get discouraged. One of the things I would say is that Shensia was received very well. Sean Paul, oh my gosh, them sing Alaim song. Them know Alaim song. All of the catalog. Sean Paul is like a staple. Him have a house here. I'm sure Sean Paul has got a house here in Montreal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you remember, Ms. Jacob, you know, next year, we'd love to see, you know, our future star, you know what I mean, and those platform. So I would,
for
you know,
sure. For sure.
Urge
for sure.
you to, sure. to pay attention.
For sure. And I mean, when I look at the artist that was at Oceaga, Ilsonic, and even at Lasso Festival, I mean, I see the artists that John Mark Records is promoting, like a Lust, the band, Kayla Allen. May I mention another artist, the singing bee? Quietly.
No, we're going up on the stage, man, because I know who wants to grace them stages, you know what I mean? Because, I mean,
I'm just saying.
We're good ambassador that, you know, preserving our culture. And I think we deserve to be on the platform.
For sure. And the thing is, this is the thing, okay? I want to say to Oceaga, Ilsonic, and Lasso, festival. You guys did an amazing job. Big up and thank you so much. Thank you so much for receiving.
Hold on, Miss Jacob. The only thing that's missing from from their team is that, you know, when them have artists like the dancehall artists on their platform, I think, you know what I mean, the dancehall community should be informed a little bit more. You know what I mean?
I did speak to somebody about that.
Yes. That's basically it. And more time when we get the information, it's kind of late. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes some artists come on last minute. You know what I mean? It's like a last minute add-on. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, once they know that this artist is going to be there, I mean, I think it should reach over to our side so we can promote a little bit more.
Okay. Singing P, I would say this to you, okay? I'm going to tell you this, okay? All the links that I've got right now, you know me already. You know I will send the emails. I will let them know what we do. I will let them know that we promote music in Montreal, Quebec, Canada on Roots Rock Reggae Show on CKUT 90.3 FM. This is what we do. We promote the artists. We promote music. We promote all genre music. I think they get stuck in the fact that, you know, they're like, oh, but, you know, it's a reggae station. I'm like, we promote music. We promote world music. As long as the music is good.
Yeah, man.
And the people that might gravitate to it.
Mm.
And the people that might share it. And the people that might buy it. And the people that might like it and stream it. This is what we do. We promote music.
All right, so what's the next move, you know, I mean, that we can see Miss Jacob in the streets? You know, what festival are we aiming for now before the back to school kick in? You know what I mean? Because, you know, the back to school is around the corner.
Portmore, that's Ottawa, right? That's a road trip, right?
Oh, yeah, this weekend coming up, Portland Link Up. Portland Link Up.
Listen, Portland Link Up. I mean, I spoke to somebody that is possibly that's going to be driving me there. I haven't really confirmed. I'm working on that right now. And there's a few festivals actually by the old port. Once I get the information at the end of August, I will let CKUT and Roots Rock Reggae know.
All right. Well, I want to say continue to do the great work, Ms. Jacob, and keep us, you know, informed and in tune with what's happening right here in the city and the big stage. You know what I mean?
I want to say thanks to the boss for actually hiring me. You know, the boss, back to the boss. Boss, you don't know, we have to do the work. You don't know it is already. You have the new vice cartel.
The new vibes cartel, which one that?
Send it to you.
I don't hear you.
I forwarded to you. Checking.
All right, well, let me get there, Miss Jacob. You know, today was a busy day for me.
I know.
You know, I want to say big up to the Crystal. You know, this young lady, I'm always getting them mixed up. I always think they're twins or something, but they're not. We went to a backyard party, you know what I mean? My daughter friends. We're celebrating their 30th birthday today, and it was amazing. You know, I was there with the you know what I mean, the young lady here, this DJ. Her name is Naya B, I think. And she's very, very good. She's the next DJ, female DJ, we want to put on the forefront as well. She's very good. You know what I mean? So you're going to be seeing more of her. You know, she's doing her thing, you know, about that. She's fresh on the scene, about a year now since she's been doing it, a year to a 2 year. But she's out there professionally.
New to her stuff. Also, too, I believe that Pamputre is here in Canada. Yes.
Yes, I heard she was here for the Jerk Fest,
right?
But
yeah.
I'm gonna be talking to the calendar man, so he's gonna inform us.
I know. There's a lot of stuff that's going on, you guys. There was also a Holy Fest on Saturday. I was at Lasso Fest, which is the first country music festival in Montreal. Oh my, they're wild.
Miss Jacobs.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I'm saying? You're really overwhelmed. You're overwhelmed for you, you know, you tell me, say, so it was the first festival. And, yes. You know what I mean? Well, next year, I hope everything goes good this year so next year we can see it again.
It was awesome. It was awesome. And thank you. Thank you to all of the organizers of Lasso Fest and also Ilsonic and Oceaga, Coors, Bell. Big up yourself. Yes, I know. The sponsors, big up yourself. Thank you so much, CMP.
Yeah, man, big up yourself, Jacob.
Big up yourself, everyone. Give thanks, everyone. Oh, follow the page. Follow Roots Rock Reggae page. That's where I post everything right now when it comes to the shows that we're doing and when it comes to media.
So tell them about the Roots Rock Reggae page, Ms. Jacob. Tell them about
Roots Rock Reggae Show page on Facebook. Follow the page, Roots Rock Reggae Show on Facebook. That's where all of the festivals, everything that's been going on, there's been some videos and stuff when it comes to the artists and stuff. Like, just follow the page, Roots Rock Reggae Show Facebook page. Thank you so much, Montreal. I will send out the message, and I will call in when CMP say.
All right, Ms. Jacob.
Run the things.
All right, big of a show.
Bless.
I can't. Every time I think of saying goodbye, everything inside me says it's a lie. So I can't.
Once and one berries.
Yes, you've been with me right through the rough, and you never said I had enough. So I can't. Hey, honey, I'd like to repay you for damage. I lost count, and with all the time you've been hurting, you're still so fine, and it's blowing my mind. I know I should pack and walk away and leave you nothing to remind, but I can't.
Come with me, my so long I've been waiting to be with you all alone. I've been anticipating. The first time we kissed was breathtaking. And girl, we got a bright future in the making. So glad that I made you mine. Oh, keep that precious smile on your face. God will keep you warm and safe. Make it worthwhile. Just you and I with love the most I create. Let's start a family and make things great.
When the road get rocky, me say me never give up. I said there ain't no giving in. And when the going get tough, I said the tough get going. My people, don't give up. I said there ain't no giving in. No, Rastafari guide I your knife from the beginning.
You're not tuning to singing to your friends. Work like school.
A lot of youths in life say them can't take the pressure no more. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But from your trust in a demo style life, I go get better, I'm sure. The youth juggle upon the roadside, Babylon say if you take up your bag and way. Boy, but we still not give up. Me say we solid as a rock like Alan J. Not give up. I said there ain't no giving in. And when the going get tough, I said the tough gets going. One juggle your fruits, don't give up. I said there ain't no giving in, mama. Rastafari guide of your knife from the beginning. Why oh why?
Everywhere I go, I see you glow. Just want you to know. Love is everlasting. Your love is everlasting. Everywhere you shine, yeah, I look and I find. Now I know what love means, and I'll be sharing my dreams. No worry, I'll be standing by.
Same size you used to lay on and play on. Come back for it, babe. And nothing's changed. It's the same size that fits you right. But it looks too big and it feels too big. My bed's too big, my bed is too big without you. Feels like I'm swimming in an ocean all alone. Feels like I'm 1,000,000 miles in space, dying to come back home. Lonely nights, you know, my
right. Pillow them tough like stone. So me need you to come back beside me, girl. Now make my ball over this phone. Cause nothing's changed. No, it's the same size you used to sit on. It's the same size you used to lay on and play on. Come back for it, baby. And nothing's changed. It's the same size that fits you right. But it looks too big and it feels too big. My bed's too big without you. Another girl is on it now, but the space don't tight enough. And it don't feel as warm and plush. The edges don't feel the same. And 6 out of 10 times my call her by your name. Girl, how will you do to me? Tell me the name of the spell where you can't spam me. I'm not tired of time because you can't cook. Baby, tell me what you do. Cause nothing's changed. No, it's the same size you used to sit on. It's the same size you used to lay on and play on. Come back for it, baby. And nothing's changed. It's the same size that fits you right. But it looks too big and it feels too big. My bed's too big. My bed is too big without you. Size you used to lay on and play on. Come back for it, baby. And nothing's changed. It's the same size that fits you right.
That just means
you're listening to the girls, them cup of tea, singing me on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Must admit I feel the same. Listen, early on Sunday morning, decided to get my paper and decided to read. Phone rang with a little voice saying, "You might remember me, but I ain't wanna dance with you ever since the night we met." I must tell you true. You changed into my life, never out of my mind. And now between me and my man, it's all over. That's what she said. And I just want us now to get closer. Oh, baby, she loves me now. And that just means I can't complain. Oh, she loves me. Must admit I feel the same. And I know something special would have to come out. Cause the way you were the woman, there was no doubt. We had to see each other, but it would not be long before we get it off with a love that's strong, strong, strong. So I know someone out there is hurt, but we got to get it on. It's natural that we were meant for each other. And if you run your life the way you dance, I'd be proud of that night I made my advance. She loves me now. That just means I can't complain.
Never know one girl could have hold me. Really, that's not my style. I know someone let me friend them show me. Truly, that's not my profile.
Who got this from lost to make you dance and twist? Do dum do dum do dum do.
It is a true confession of a player's life, telling you like it is.
Never know one girl could have hold me.
the dance I'm wanting every day. I never knew I would have broke you up. Now you lock me up and I don't wanna get away.
Got me right where she wants me.
Player's reputation. I got a different girl in every destination.
You the man say, all I wanted was a one night stand. To settle down wasn't part of my plan. Now I'm caught in a sticky situation, but I'm not complaining.
And oh my God, for just 1 minute, you know, hear me now this girl, my life, she's right up in it. And now she's got me
right where she wants.
Right where she
I
wants.
Don't have the strength to resist.
This girl got me right where she wants me.
And all it took was one little kiss.
It is a true confession of a player's life, telling you like it is.
No, sir.
She got me
right where she wants me. Vines of the one lost. Remember, look out for that group there now.
How come my mama never
long time we now have some real vibes.
Like
I'm telling you. Big up to all the adults. Long time we don't get some big people vibe. No.
There was something in her eyes that should have told me.
Jano Star.
Wants
to big up the calendar man.
Only.
So like the calendar man who want to retire.
1 minute. Open my heart. Next thing I know.
If Link Grima go say, nah man, not Nagasa. Wants to big up to Pablo. General, big up yourself. Wants to big up Mr. Bartley, big up yourself. I want to big up the vibe time and big up yourself vibe time. I want to big up to Johnny Black, hope everything is good. I want to big up the Deacon. Ladies, they have a Deacon week.
Come on, to make you dance and twist.
I want to big up the liar.
It is the true confession of a player's life.
I want to big up to Sampalu. Wants to big up to Annie Lou.
That's not my style.
Big up to yourself.
I know so all of my friends, them show me. Truly, that's
coming up at 2:45. Then it's all about the entertainment. Listen.
In the club, I need to dance. I'm
let you know what's happening right here in the city of Montreal and the world at large.
You know you lock me up, and I don't want to get away.
Got me right where she wants me.
Coming up momentarily, we'll be talking to the calendar man.
Yes, she got me right.
So stay tuned. We're going to know what's happening right here in the city of Montreal and the world at large.
Player's reputation.
You don't see me love that song, all right?
I got a different
Vines of the one lost. She got me.
Sure.
Oh, yes.
All I wanted was a one-night stand. Strictly done wasn't part of my plan. Now I'm caught in a sticky situation, but I'm not complaining.
Depend on my God for just 1 minute. You know, hear me now this girl, my life, she's right up in.
Yo!
Now just got me.
She got me.
Got me.
You have some woman, them tricky, you see, man. You know, if you work upon the man, them emotion, you see, man. Full of tricks.
Tricks.
One little kiss. Remember them days when you used to go to school and you see a young lady who you like? And she just blow you a kiss. And just feel nice and easy. It is a true confession. Once I got the father, Maddy, Maddy Phillips. Why that's so my. I want to say happy birthday goes out to Miss Pat. Big up yourself, Miss Pat.
Got me,
oh God.
Right,
what about now? We're gonna go to the phone line.
We're
gonna talk to the calling the man, McRino Wagwan. Once a calling the man, good morning, sir. You're there, you're live, good morning.
Morning, 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 Miss Pumpkin Man.
Well, I want to tell you, so this morning I didn't drink any pumpkin juice, you know.
Oh.
So that's why my moves are smooth and easy. No pumpkin juice in my system. So you don't know when the pumpkin juice is in there, it's a different energy. But anyway, I saw you think, I know, say, you're kind of tired, and we're not going to keep your lanka, you know, say. The calendar man, I forget rest, because we don't want nothing to the calendar man, you know. Sleep is important. So I go on calendar man, everything good as well.
Yeah, everything good. You know, people, just to let the people know, basically this weekend, on Friday night at the Caribbean Food Factory, which is located at 5311 the Maison of West, you have a dance called Footloose. That's once again this Friday night. And then the Saturday, it continues in Ankh. It's called Bright Colors. And it's free refreshments and free entry. And that's at Angrion Park, the Delaverandre side. And also, this Saturday, there's Jamaica Day at Kent Park. It's called Martin Luther King Park, but people know it as Kent Park. And the Sunday, there's a Marcus Garvey salute out there at Jamaica Association, which is located at the Caribbean Food Factory, which is located at 5311, the Maison of West. And it's an early show because it's a Sunday, so I think the doors open at 6 o'clock. Showtime's at 8 o'clock. And basically, singing PG, I am very, very tired because, well, basically, I had the pleasure of attending the Jerk Festival, which was out there in Chattagy. So big up K-Dog and the whole crew, you know, they worked very hard. It was a good turnout Saturday. I saw some old faces I haven't seen in a while, like Nadine, Cuisine, and, you know, et cetera. It was a good turnout. I was also there Sunday too, help clean up and stuff like that, you know, and it was a good crowd. So big up the whole Crystal family and Stone Love who passed through and played some music. Little Vicious was playing, you know, and stuff like that, you know, and that's, you know. And I just want to touch a bit on the Jamaican report. Capleton was recently in an accident, and the car basically turned over, but he didn't get hurt. He had minor injuries, so he's okay. And the side of Spice, she just got recently crowned the dancehall queen. And then they asked Lady Saw about it. Lady Saw said, enough for me business that her real crown is in heaven. So, you know, that was her response to that. But big up to Spice, you know, who received the crown of the dancehall woman, because Lady Saw had it before, but now it went to Spice on Reggae Sumfest, you know. And okay. Montreal, that's basically it. And right now we're there, Chattagy, you know, singing Pika. You know, we have family all about, you know, so.
Oh, yeah, sir.
Yeah, I decided to stay in Chattagy, you know, because, you know, yeah, and then go from work from here, you know. But other than that, you know, it was okay. It was a good turnout, you know, and stuff like that, you know. And, you know, out there in Chattagy, you know, the people full joy themselves and, you know, the food and refreshments and, you know, people really enjoyed themselves out there, you know, so. Oh, yes, and you also had Saturday night from Jamaica. What's your name? Pumpate? Is that a thing? Boy, that name, boy. You hear me say that name?
No. Hold on. Let me help you. I'm going to break it down in some syllables.
Yeah, man.
It's,
go
it's
on.
Pam, as in Pamela. Pam.
Okay.
Pute.
Pam Pute.
Yes.
Yes, Pam Pute. Yes. Larger yourself. Pam Pute. Yes, it. Pam Pute. You know, yeah, you know, and she performed. You know, she performed, and then the Sunday she didn't perform because I think she had a show out there in Toronto, she was telling me, and she also, and Suspense performed to another female artist, and a couple of artists from from Toronto was on the bill. And Sunday you had Sabu performed, and this other artist, the female artist, I forget her name, she sings soca. Yeah, she was up there, you know. And yeah, the former president was up there too, Mikey Dawn, you know, and stuff like that, you know. So I saw a couple of pieces I haven't seen in a while, and you know. Yeah, we are talking and reasoning and stuff like that. But that again to probably, you know, next week, because I was talking with him, and you know, it's like they always say, CNP, you know, there's always two sides to a story, you know. And then he was basically, you know, explaining to myself and, you know, Fire T's dad and Fire T about what, you know, well, I don't know if you want to call it confusion or what the people want to call it, but between him and, you know, the former president Mark Henry and, you know, stuff like this. So that's why he said, you know, you just drop out, throw the towel in, and him, you know, nothing, you know. So, but people, that's basically it.
All right.
So even though I'm tired, me say I feel like you guys, you know, hear my voice and, you know, stuff like that. And bigger to the people who tell me continue, don't stop what I'm doing, and tell CNP don't stop what he's doing, you know. You guys, you know, really encourage us, you know, and stuff like that. You know, it's not easy, but it's not an easy road, but we still have to trot, you know.
Yeah, I want to tell you about just before you leave, mm-hmm. You know. One thing with the artists, them, you know, them not like when you mess up them name, you know, so you have to make sure.
Yeah, me know.
You have to make sure, say, you get her name properly.
Pam, you know.
As in Pamela. Pam Pute.
Pam Pute. Pam Pute.
Yes. All right.
Pam Pute. Yes, Pam Pute. Love yourself, Pam Pute.
Big up Pam Pute. You saw what you said, Pam Pute, now I get a lot of jobs, man. You know, so I take a jobs. Big up the Kalina man. How you say, man?
Yeah, man. She perform, man. And she did a duplicate for me, man. Special duplicate, man.
All right. That sounds good. That's what I want to hear.
Her and I got an interview also with Suspense, you know. And she gave me a, you know.
Suspense.
Female artist, boy. CNP. She's short. And, you know, she can go on still, you know, on stage, you know. Oh, yeah, I was basically asking them questions. And they said, you know, yeah. You know, stuff like that. Yeah, it was a nice little interview. And, you know, they had to leave. But, you know, yeah. Oh, and then Saturday night, boy, CNP, remember last time you did tell me, what's your name there? The Hennessy girls had something. I missed it, but this Saturday, after the jerk fest, I went there and videotaped, boy, CNP. People, listen, let's just say this.
Ladies,
they were women dancing.
Ladies, they might be weak, man.
Nah, man, not weak, man. My kind man can't get weak. Oh. So what are you singing, P?
Okay, hold on. Them have you strong?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know, yeah. Like, it was a good turnout there, you know, because at the Caribbean Food Truck, you know, because basically the jerk fest finished at about, what was the difference about? Maybe about 11:45 or 11:30 them time there. And then I went to the Caribbean Food Factory and videotaped the dance for the Hennessy girls and stuff like that. You know, it was, yeah. And there was a good turnout. And that finished at, I think it was at 4 o'clock, 4:15, so.
All right.
Yeah, then helped them clean up, then got back home at about maybe, let's say about 6:30. Then did a little bit of work for somebody and then rest for 2 hours and then went to the drug fest and here we are now. But right now, people, I will leave you guys singing P. Large up yourself, everybody out there, you know, take on the week and it's all about work tomorrow and same time, hopefully next week. Or that's just saying if you'll be in Ottawa, eh? So maybe it would be a repeat show, eh?
Yeah, man. Well, we're not sure yet. We'll see. Okay, you know, we can't do the show anywhere we're at. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm finished. Okay.
All right. Anyway, so big up yourself still, Bubba. Until next week, same time, same place. All right?
All right. Or maybe, yes, me friend, me good old friend. Bless up.
All right, cool. The advisor, the one, the Kalinda man. Yo, Kalinda man, we don't want him to disturb the people of that guy. You don't know him still. Not shatty gay, yeah. Anyway, we're going to pay some bills, and when we come back, it's all about the rush hour. People, everybody tired, but we're there to keep the work going and make the people them still feel vibrant. I know, so, yo, we have to keep the community intact and in tune and informed, all right? Big up on yourself, people. Stay tuned. CKT 90.3 FM.
This is Lukey D. Real food you want. Come to Mango Bay every day.
Real food. Mango Bay Restaurant, located in the heart of downtown Montreal, 1236 Mackay Street, Suite 201. For reservations, please call 514-875-7082 or visit mangobay.ca. Real food.
Let's get together. of Caribbean cuisine. It's the place to be. The best tasting food, West Indian food. Check it out, 334 St. Jacques Street. The one and only, Chef X, and the best. Everyone calling up his name, talking about him. All type of food ready right there. Fish, vegetable, oxtail, curry goat, jerk chicken. That's same tasting Caribbean food in a Montreal. And then me go, when me left Jamaica. Go there right now, the food delicious, delicious. West Indian Caribbean cuisine. I will be there, check it out, check it out.
Caribbean Food Factory is available for all your special occasions. Come get a taste of authentic Jamaican cuisine prepared by none other than Montreal's top chef, Lloydie. You can also come sample our homemade natural juices. You can pick up, you can dine in, or you can also have it delivered directly to your home by Skip the Dishes or Uber Eats. We also offer catering and hall rentals for all your special occasions. Caribbean Food Factory, 5311 de Maisonneuve West on the corner of the Carré. You can link us 514-481-2444 by email at foodfactorycaribbean@gmail.com.
Yes, Montreal, you don't know, go there and support the businesses right here in the city of Montreal. I don't know the things that, don't forget, you know. I don't know, I must check with Ms. Jacob if the Taste of the Caribbean is happening this summer. I don't know, I'm going to find out. But also this week, All Roads Leads to Ottawa. Remember, All Roads Leads to Ottawa this week. Saturday coming up is also Jamaica Day here, and also Portland Link Up in Ottawa. Wants to big up to the Stammer and the world team for putting that together. Yeah, it's going to be crazy, people. It's going to be a vibe. So we'll be over there in Ottawa this Saturday. And for the people in Montreal, remember Ken Park. You can go there and check out the Jamaica Day, all right? Big up to Jack Hotel. And, you know what I mean, Melody and all the artists, and we do them thing. Rabin and everybody were doing their thing. Big up on herself. Once a big up to Lady Diva, you know what I mean, who just recently got back from Panama. Doing her thing, representing Montreal, you know what I mean. All right, what about things I want to say, you know? I want to say there's a lot of crime that's happening, a lot of violence, you know, that's increasing, talking to the youths, them. Please, you know, stay focused. All the youth, them behind the prison wall, stay focused. Don't lose focus. You understand me, sir? Because that's what the system wants us to lose focus. But please don't lose focus, all right? Yeah. Wants a big up to Mikey Dangerous. Wants a big up to Sample, you know. Saw Sample out today. Sometimes, you know, it's good to see the artists them show their some love, and you know, it's good. We like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I want a big up to More Pam More Production. Remember, go there, support the artists them. Seeing. Big shout out to Starkey, my brother, big up yourself. Judah Vibe, the whole team, whole Little Thunder family, big up myself. Remember in La Salle, you know. See, check out the Janocut Barbershop, see? Yeah, and also, if you're in Nassau, see? Don't know. Couple barbershop over there in Nassau, and let's check them out here. Yeah, man. One big up to Dirt, big up yourself, youth. See? Another barber, you can go there and support. Yeah. Right about now, it's 3:01 in the morning, remember? Once a big up to Maddie Phillips, you know what I mean? The Core, you know what I mean? You can check them out if you want. Enhance event, check out Maddie Phillips, all right? Yeah. Don't know the things set. Remember, you know, what if things happen? And we just want the youth them live up and live right. See, I'm going to go into the dance hall play right now. I'm going to play some song where we haven't played in a minute. And also some song where